Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. With Christmas almost upon us, this week we focus on how you can play your part in making this year's festivities more sustainable. We'll be concentrating on three main areas: presents, food and post-Christmas, how we deal with all the packaging and leftovers from the festive period. Joining us this week is Bernadine Carey, Meath County Council's Environmental Awareness Officer.
I suppose first and foremost, don't buy overpackaged stuff. So don't be drawn in by the sparkling wrapping stuff. You know, have a think about what you're going to get somebody in advance. So what about giving somebody an experience? So maybe a voucher that they will absolutely use, something for nails or hair or a trip to the barber shop, or if somebody wants to get their car cleaned or their car washed or their car valeted, cinema tickets, something really useful rather than just the big box that has plenty of attractive wrapping on the outside but maybe isn't containing something they particularly want.
With so much spending concentrated on children at this time of year, there are a number of practical steps we can take to reduce our waste.
Say, for example, for teenagers, cash is always a treat for teenagers. And if you don't want to give cash and you want to have to put in something better, look for maybe a voucher for Ticketmaster, a voucher for a shopping centre. If they get a gift card for a shopping centre, they can use it for anything within the premises, towards a new pair of runners or for socks or for a jacket or whatever the case may be. Mobile phone credit. For younger children, look at sustainable gifts and sustainable toys, and there are lots of them out there. There's a selection of wooden toys that are very popular in recent years, but if you look online, there are toys that are made from sustainable plastic. They're made to high quality, they're made to the same quality as food packaging, so there's lots of stuff like that available. So maybe start thinking now and not leave it till the last minute and be able to have the time to make better choices.
Christmas is all about wonderful, indulgent food and lots of it. So it's no surprise that food waste peaks at Christmas time, when about one third of what we buy ends up in the bin, roughly €42 million worth of food every year. Bernadine says there are a few simple strategies to reduce your Christmas food waste.
Open up your freezer, have a look. It's probably half full as it stands. So start using up everything that's in the freezer throughout these next couple of weeks and make some space for Christmas, because you will have leftover food at Christmas. And then, of course, when you're going shopping, make a list and stick to it. And the old adage, never, ever go when you're hungry, because the shops are going to smell fabulous and you're going to be tempted to buy loads of stuff that you don't necessarily want or need. And then the other basic, bring plenty of shopping bags with you.
Planning ahead is also another way of reducing food waste.
If you're having people over, always use the perishable food stuff. Serve it early on so you'll get rid of all of that stuff. It'll be used up and you're not going to be left with items that won't last. You can serve snacks later if you run out of perishable stuff, and they last for a longer time, so not to worry about those. Be brave. Cut from the menu anything that never gets eaten. So you'll have lots of people who don't like Brussels sprouts. You'll have lots of people who don't love sherry trifle. So be brave. You don't have to serve the stuff that 1 in 10 people eat, or else serve a very small amount of that.
Bernadine says if you're fed up with the traditional Christmas fare day after day, then freeze it.
People don't really want to eat the same food every day for a week or for 2 weeks. So, you know, when your food is fresh and everybody's had enough of it, freeze it. Freeze the puddings, freeze the cake, freeze the cooked meat, put them away and take them out and have them another day. Don't kind of leave them hanging around the kitchen and hanging around the fridge until they eventually go off and you won't get the use of them at all. And when all of that is done, don't forget to feed the birds. So there's birds will love any bits of cake or pudding or roast potatoes or anything with lots of fat in it that's left over. So you can put bits and pieces out for the birds and everybody gets to have a Christmas dinner.
And after the Christmas and New Year festivities, don't forget to recycle what you can.
Absolutely. The recycling centres are open for long hours during the Christmas period. Have a look at our website, which is www.meath.ie, and you'll see what the opening hours are. All of the packaging can go there, the cardboard packaging, all of your tins, all of your cans, all of your bottles, all of your glass. A lot of it's some of the bulkier waste. So, for example, if you've old toys, they'll take them, but there will be a small fee for that. Our Christmas toy collection, the free one, is over now. So bring all of your stuff to the recycling centre that can go. Make good use of your blue bin. Take your bottles and drink cans to the Bring Bottle Network, which is right across the county. And bear in mind, if you arrive and the site is full, because that is the time of the year when the service companies are really under pressure, take the stuff to another site or take it home and bring it back. But don't leave it at the foot of the bottle banks for a couple of reasons. First of all, it'll turn into a dumping ground. And secondly, you may get a fine. So take the stuff with you and come back and try and pick a time where maybe it isn't going to be so busy.
And that's all from this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information, visit lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.